30. Mother of Lies. Listen to the words of a fool. From Oathbringer, Preface. Shallan was open to this thing, laid bare, her skin split, her soul gaping wide. It could get in. It was also open to her. She felt its confused fascination with humankind. It remembered men, an innate understanding, much as newborn mink kits innately knew to fear the sky eel. This Spren was not completely aware, not completely cognizant. She was a creation of instinct and alien curiosity, drawn to violence and pain like scavengers to the scent of blood. Shallan knew Ray Shafir at the same time as the thing came to know her. The Spren tugged and prodded at Shallan's bond with Pattern, seeking to rip it free and insert herself instead. Pattern clung to Shallan and she to him, holding on for dear life. "She fears us," Pattern's voice buzzed in her head. "Why does she fear us?" In her mind's eye, Shallan envisioned herself holding tightly to Pattern in his humanoid form, the two of them huddled down before the Spren's attack. That image was all she could see at the moment, for the room and everything in it had dissolved to black. This thing was ancient, created long ago as a splinter of the soul of something even more terrible. Ray Shafir had been ordered to sow chaos, spawning horrors to confuse and destroy men. Over time, slowly, she'd become increasingly intrigued by the things she murdered. Her creations had come to imitate what she saw in the world, but lacking love or affection, like stones come alive, content to be killed or to kill with no attachment or enjoyment, no emotions beyond an overpowering curiosity, and that ephemeral attraction to violence. "Almighty above, it's like a creation, Spren, only so, so wrong." Pattern whimpered, huddled against Shallan in his shape of a man with a stiff robe and a moving pattern for a head. She tried to shield him from the onslaught. "Fight every battle, as if there is no backing down." Shallan looked into the depths of the swirling void. The dark spinning soul of Ray Shafir, the Midnight Mother. Then, growling, Shallan struck. She didn't attack like the prim, excitable girl who had been trained by cautious Voran society. She attacked like the frenzied child who had murdered her mother, the cornered woman who had stabbed Tin through the chest. She drew upon the part of her that hated the way everyone assumed she was so nice, so sweet. The part of her that hated being described as diverting or clever. She drew upon the stormlight within and pushed herself farther into Ray Shafir's essence. She couldn't tell if it was actually happening, if she was pushing her physical body farther into the creature's tar, or if this was all a representation of someplace else, a place beyond this room in the tower, beyond even Shadesmar. The creature trembled, and Shallan finally saw the reason for its fear. It had been trapped. The event had happened recently in the Spren's reckoning, though Shallan had the impression that in fact centuries upon centuries had passed. Ray Shafir was terrified of it happening again. The imprisonment had been unexpected, presumed impossible, and it had been done by a lightweaver like Shallan, who had understood this creature. It feared her like an axe hound might fear someone with a voice similar to that of its harsh master. Shallan hung on, pressing herself against the enemy, but realization washed over her, the understanding that this thing was going to know her completely, discover each and every one of her secrets. Her ferocity and determination wavered. Her commitment began to seep away, so she lied. She insisted that she wasn't afraid. She was committed. She'd always been that way. She would continue that way forever. Power could be an illusion of perception, even within yourself. Ray Shafir broke. It screeched a sound that vibrated through Shallan. A screech that remembered its imprisonment and feared something worse. Shallan dropped backward in the room where they'd been fighting. Adolin caught her in a steel grip, going down on one knee with an audible crack of plate against stone. She heard that echoing scream fading. Not dying. Fleeing. Escaping. Determined to get as far from Shallan as it could. When she forced her eyes open, she found the room clean of the darkness. The corpses of the midnight creatures had dissolved. Renarin quickly knelt next to a bridgeman who had been hurt, removing his gauntlet and infusing the man with healing stormlight. Adolin helped Shallan sit up, and she tucked her exposed safe hand under her other arm. Storms! She'd somehow kept up the illusion of the Hava. Even after all of that, she didn't want Adolin to know of Vale. She couldn't. "Where?" she asked him, exhausted. "Where did it go?" Adolin pointed toward the other side of the room where a tunnel extended farther down into the depths of the mountain.
"It fled in that direction like moving smoke." "So, should we chase it down?"
Eth asked, making his way carefully toward the tunnel. His lantern revealed steps cut into the stone.
This goes down a long ways.
Shallan could feel a change in the air. The tower was different. "Don't give chase," she said, remembering the terror of that conflict. She was more than happy to let the thing run. "We can post guards in this chamber, but I don't think she'll return."
"Yeah,"
Teft said, leaning on his spear and wiping sweat from his face.
"Guards seem like a very, very good idea."
Shallan frowned at the tone of his voice, then followed his gaze to look at the thing Ray Shafir had been hiding. The pillar, in the exact center of the room. It was set with thousands upon thousands of cut gemstones, most larger than Shallan's fist. Together, they were a treasure worth more than most kingdoms.